KINY Juneau. Now from the Alaska Airlines Studio, local first news for Juneau and all of Southeast Alaska.
I'm Jordan Lewis, and these are the stories we're following this hour. U.S. Senators Dan Sullivan and Lisa Murkowski, as well as Representative Mary Peltola, yesterday announced they have successfully secured federal funding for the purchase of an icebreaker. Plus, on Monday, the advocacy group Juneau for Palestine protested Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposal to criminalize unpermitted street protests. And February's statewide job count was up by 8,200, or 2.6%. But first, U.S. Senators Dan Sullivan and Lisa Murkowski, as well as Representative Mary Peltola, on Thursday announced that they have successfully secured federal funding for the purchase of a commercially available icebreaker. The fiscal year 2024 Homeland Security Appropriations Act includes $125 million to purchase the icebreaker. The delegation has also secured commitments from the Coast Guard that the icebreaker will be homeported in Juneau, Alaska, to afford the vessel greater access and reach into the Arctic. The FY 2024 Homeland Security Appropriations Act is part of the just-released Further Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2024, which the House and Senate will consider in the next few days. This means while the funding and location for the icebreaker have been decided, the bill still needs to pass before it officially moves forward. Senator Sullivan speaks to why it's important that the icebreaker will be homeported in Juneau.
So it's $125 million appropriated. And here's the reason why this is so important. You know, that's a pretty big number. But what it unlocks, the potential for what it unlocks in Alaska, in my view, is enormous. Because at some point, we are confident that this will lead to an icebreaker homeported in Juneau, Alaska. That will be hundreds of millions of additional dollars in infrastructure. That will be a large crew that will permanently live in Juneau. I was just recently in Juneau. The community is coming together on this issue in ways that I've never seen.
On Monday, the advocacy group Juneau for Palestine protested Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposal to criminalize unpermitted street protests that block passage through public places. They are among opponents, saying it's unconstitutional, too vague, and too broad to become law. If Senate Bill 255 or its companion House Bill 386 is passed into law, certain types of protest could be counted among the state's most serious crimes. Dunleavy has said the bill is aimed at increasing public safety. It would impose penalties for blocking highways, airport runways, and other public places if it causes significant risk of physical harm or interference with emergency response efforts. But its critics said it would also infringe on their civil liberties in a Senate Transportation Committee hearing on Thursday. Senator Jesse Keel of Juneau pointed out a weakness in the bill's construction with a pointed question to a state attorney. Senator Keel said, the city and borough of Juneau does not have any code or regulation that allows its snowplow drivers to plow snow on the sidewalks. When they plow my sidewalk in, do I sue the city snowplow drivers in their personal capacity for $10,000 each, or their professional capacity as city employees? His point was well taken by audience members who snapped their approval from the back of the room. But the bill found support among some lawmakers in a House Transportation Committee meeting the same day. Representative Sarah Vance, a Republican of Homer, called the bill simple and straightforward. Vance went on to say, we don't want to limit anyone's freedom of speech or right to assemble. And this bill, in my mind, in no way does that. But it puts everyone on an equal playing field that says that their right to get to where they need to go, from point A to point B, is not going to be obstructed. They moved the bill on to the House Judiciary Committee with Representative Genevieve Mina, the sole vote against. The Senate Transportation Committee will take the Senate version of the bill up again next Monday. And February's statewide job count was up by 8,200, or 2.6%, from February of last year. Construction saw the largest growth with 1,900 jobs, with the North Slope oil activity being the strongest contributor to that. Healthcare added about 1,600 jobs, with the largest gain being in outpatient care. The transportation, warehousing, and utilities sector added 1,300 jobs, primarily in the transportation area. And the mining sector, which includes the oil and gas industry, was up by 1,200 jobs. Most Alaska industries grew, but the information sector was flat, while manufacturing jobs went down by 300 and leisure and hospitality went down by 400. Local government was up 700 jobs, being led mainly by public sector job growth, followed by state government, which includes public universities, being up 500. Federal government added about 200 jobs over the year. Alaska's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 4.7% in February, and the U.S. rate was 3.9%. Coming up, Juneau Police Department Deputy Chief Craig Campbell joined Action Line earlier this week. That story when Local First News continues with Jazz Garrett.
Juneau Police Department Deputy Chief Craig Campbell joined Action Line yesterday. He says the transition is going smooth into his new role and with the new police chief.
You know, I think it's been great. Like any new opportunities in your career, you're learning a lot of different things, and that takes us time to be more proficient with it. But so far, I've really enjoyed the position. You know, we have a great police department and amazing staff.
Campbell adds that they had their annual crisis intervention training last month.
And it ties really close into de-escalation training for staff and just giving those expectations and the tools. So when staff are dealing with people who are struggling with some kind of mental health crisis, they just are better trained and they understand what's going on with the people. And the goal is to have just a better successful outcome for the staff member they encounter, but also the community member that they're involved with. And that is a program that we're gonna continue with and just provide training as needed. We got some really neat training tools. It's a virtual reality headset that allows you to put officers in different situations and scenarios and like just tweak the variables a little bit.
And JPD is continuing to recruit staff with a $25,000 hiring bonus.
Trying to recruit staff. We have Academy coming up in July, and I always tell people, hey, you know, the police department is kind of unique where you can't really just start on day one and start being a cop, right? You got to go through months and months of training to get you to a level where you're certified, you're proficient to be able to work on your own. But probably one of the first phases in that is going to the academy. It's 3.5-4 months long. They're going to teach a variety of skills. They're going to house you and feed you and train you, and you get all kinds of free physical fitness stuff there.
Go to joinjpd.com, or here are other ways you can reach out.
You can actually just call the police department and just say, hey, I'm interested in recruiting and I want to talk to a recruiter and ask questions and maybe do a ride-along. And I would just encourage people to do that. Call the police department and say, hey, I'm interested in applying. Is there somebody I could talk with? And then we can sit down and one-on-one just talk, like, and show you what police work is like, do ride-alongs, allow people to kind of see what it's like.
And here are the scores from the Juneau Lions gold medal basketball tournament from yesterday. In Game 27, Colquhoun won against Angoon 66-55. In Game 28, Yakutat prevailed against Angoon 51-28. In Game 29, Metlakatla was the winner against Colquhoun 75-65. In Game 30, Angoon won against Haines 71-50. In Game 31, Sitka won against Tuna 59-47. In Game 32, Prince of Wales won against Haines 68-29. In Game 33, Heidelberg won against Tuna 64-52. And in Game 34, Heidelberg won against Tuna 69-61. Enjoy the games live on KINY on the stream and the free Juneau Media Center app or on the Gold Medal podcast. Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Jazz Garrett.